If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene has helped thousands with her books, seminars, and online academies. She's the author of the New York Times bestselling book, Push, and a mother of two.
What I want to talk to you about today is something I think so many people have a difficult time answering and figuring out for themselves. And that is, what is your unique gift? What is it that's special about you? What is your talent? And then what's the difference between passion and purpose? And how the heck do you find your purpose? Like, how do you do that? How do you know, even once you think you've found it, if that's truly what it's supposed to be? And do you just have one purpose in your life, or can you have multiple purposes? And how do you know that you're on the right path? So I want to share with you just a really simple way I have to help you understand how we do this. So this is one thing I want you to know about me, and that is I was a terrible student, an awful student. I got bad grades. I had a very difficult time concentrating, and I always wanted to raise my hand and say, can you explain that with an analogy? And then could you draw a picture? Because my brain needs a picture to understand these things, and that's how I think. It's how I learn, is in pictures. And so, you know, while I've had incredible success in a multitude of businesses, it's always been very hard for me to learn things that seems like it's really easy for other people. So enter doodling. So this is how I want you to understand what your gift is. So take out a pen and a piece of paper, because I'm going to ask you some questions. Okay. So your gift is your tool. Now, I know you're gifted a lot of things. Some things you're so good at it, you're like, that's a gift. And it's not even, you're not even that excited about it. Like, other people are like, wow, you have that talent. And you're like, yeah, and it's not that interesting to me. But you do have a particular gift that is exciting to you, and you know it's your go-to. So here's how you know what your gift is, your tool. So it's what you do and how you do it. In other words, what I'm doing right now is teaching, right? So that's what I do. I teach, and how I do it is in simplified steps. I know how to make crazy, ridiculous, boring things fun, including exercise. I know how to make marketing fun. I know how to simplify really overwhelming big processes, even goals. I can help somebody break down the most monstrous goal, and I can show you how to do it simple. And I speak in this language that people understand, and I draw pictures and I break it down. That's what I do. It's your unique way of helping others. So let me ask you this. When you're going to help someone, right, what's your go-to? What's the tool that you always pull out? I'm going to, you know, use Brett as an example. Brett solves problems. He finds solutions for people. Your tool might be your ability to communicate. Your tool, if you're a therapist, might be your ability to connect with other people. Your tool, your unique gift, might be that you sing. Your tool, your unique gift, might be that you help people who are struggling with their faith come to Jesus. Your tool might be that you know how to manage people and bring out the best in them. Your tool, your gift, your go-to might be you know how to inspire people and lift them up and make them feel noticed and make them feel valuable. So what is your go-to? It's that thing that you always, you're like, oh, that's why people come to me. That's what I pull out first. That's what is most comfortable for me to use, right? Do you know your gift? Do you know your gift? Okay. So in other words, this is your tool. So let's say you were and it has a lot to do with your shape. Like I can't sing for you because that's not my shape. I wasn't made that way. A hammer can't saw anything for you because that's not its shape. So you have to use your gift in the way that you were designed, right? And that's a cool thing. So your passion, this is cool. Your passion is not your purpose. Your passion is what you're kind of obsessed with right now. All right, so your passion is where you like doing this. It's your current outlet. Okay, let me give you another really good example of this. So I have a team, Brett and I, former employees that we call our area promotions directors. They worked for us teaching other fitness instructors how to teach our branded formats. It was a business that almost killed us. But nonetheless, these men and women were so good at teaching and inspiring people who wanted to become instructors on how to become an instructor. And then when we sold that business, many of them came to us and they said, I just don't like what I'm doing now. It's not my passion. It's not my passion. I said, well, what do you mean it's not your passion? Well, because whatever it is I'm doing, and they were still using their tools, but they're like, but I don't like the things that other opportunities I have in front of me because they're not my passion. And of course, many of them were then turning to becoming direct sellers, multi-level marketing and MLMs. And they're like, yeah, you know, it's sales and sales isn't my passion. Well, I'm going to show you why some of them are millionaires today and some of them are still training instructors. And it's because of this. It's because of passion. So right now, this hammer is, it's the way it's able to help people and really what it's excited about doing is building dog houses. That's its passion right now. So for me, my passion, my gift is to teach and to simplify. And my passion right now is online academies, is training people via video. That's my passion. That's my passion. That's currently my outlet. Will I be doing this live on videos 5 years from now? I don't know. But that's the cool thing is your passion can always change. Your passion can always change. Your gift can get better and more defined, but your passion is probably always changing. So I don't know if I'm going to be doing this in live video form 5 years from now, but that's okay because I will still have my gift. Now your purpose, this is really important. Your purpose is how you want to help others. It's how you serve. It's why you've been through the stuff you've been through. You feel me? Right? So some crazy things have happened to you. Some challenges, some hard stuff, some really difficult things. And you would like to help other people avoid those difficult things. And so that then is your purpose. Right? So let's go back to that example I gave you of our area promotions directors who they said, my passion, Shalene, I'm not happy right now because my gift is motivating and lifting others up and helping them to believe in themselves. And my passion is not sales, so I'm not happy in this MLM. But my purpose is to help people believe in themselves. My purpose is to make people feel good about themselves. My purpose is to help people understand that fitness is often that gateway into personal development. That many times when people realize that they can get fit and exercise and eat right, that they have control over not just their body, but like their mind and their habits and their life and a lot of things. And that becomes a gateway. And Shalene, that's my purpose. And so to those who become millionaires, it's because they realize that's my purpose. I just have to find a way to use that in a passion. And so it's the people who are like, I'm selling that don't succeed. It's the people who are like, I am living my purpose, and they step into their purpose. People who are really great at sales and they're just using their gift and they're ignoring their purpose, they will succeed, but eventually they will fail, and eventually they will burn out, and eventually they will feel empty, and eventually it doesn't work. So your purpose then is why you want to serve others. What pain do you want to help other people avoid? This is a really cool concept. This is the people who were you, the who's you, okay? So these are the people who used to be you. Like, that's who you want to help. The people who are like, I can help them find an easier way. This is your purpose. I can show them how to avoid the difficulties I went through. This is how you, listen to me very closely, because this is deep, and some of you aren't there yet, and that's okay, because your purpose can get deeper and deeper and deeper, and when it does, you get happier and happier and happier. When your purpose provides meaning to your past, it's everything. So when I think about where I was and the struggles I've been through, and I'm like, why did I have to go through that? Why did that happen to me? Well, now I know why. It was meant to serve other people so that they don't have to go through that. It's so that other people don't have to go. That's your purpose. This is how you serve. This is how you serve other people. So the hammer, its passion at the moment is building dog houses. Its purpose is to provide shelter. Now, this can change. This dog, the hammer's new passion can be building houses. The hammer's new passion can be restoring old homes. But it's always related to their purpose. It's always related to providing people with shelter. And they can only use their unique gift and their unique tool because he's not a saw. He's not a saw, right? He is not a saw. He's a hammer. So he can't saw anything. He has to hammer. And he has to do things where he's able to hammer. And he's got to find a way to use his gift. And it might seem like a crazy analogy, but you've got to use your gift in the way that you were meant to because it's special. It's special. So I want to give you another example of this. This is interesting. So my gift is to simplify and to teach. I know that's my gift. I know that that is my unique talent, and I have a unique way of doing it. So I simplify and teach. Now, one of my very first businesses was teaching people how to sell their own vehicle, a private owner to other private owners. And that's what I taught. Okay, so that was, what is this? Test question. This was that at the time it was my passion. Remember, your passion is your current outlet. Your passion is your current outlet. It allowed me, I was solving problems for people. I'm like, this is exciting. This allows me to teach. This allows me to show people how they can save money, save time, and hassle by selling used vehicles. And I did this to put myself through college. It was called the All Michigan Auto Swap Meet. And I named it that so it would show up first in the yellow pages. Does anybody remember the yellow pages? When's the last time you looked in your yellow pages? Anyways, well, you know, all my life I thought it would make me really important if I became a lawyer. So I started working as a paralegal, and I worked as a paralegal in college, and I studied justice, morality, and constitutional democracy, and I took the LSAT several times to see if I could get a higher score, which I didn't. And I worked as a paralegal, and then I came to Southern California, and I again worked as a paralegal, and I was trying to get into law schools. And as I was working as a paralegal, I was summarizing depositions. I was simplifying things, but I wasn't able to teach. I wasn't teaching anything. And I didn't realize this at the time. And so I thought that law was my passion, right? I thought it was my passion. And I thought that I would be able to use my gifts, but I wasn't teaching. It certainly didn't have anything to do with my purpose. It didn't relate. So I was making a lot of money here and miserable. Miserable. Couldn't wait to leave every day. Get me out of here. I would fall asleep at my desk and then bill for those hours. And I hated this. And now I realize why. Because I was... It didn't have any, it was not aligned with my gift or my passion. There was no purpose in it. But after work each day, I would go and I would teach fitness classes just to kind of keep myself in shape and stay healthy. Basically, I was doing it for those reasons. So after class, I would make really boring fitness classes simple and fun, and I was teaching, right? So at the time, this was my passion at the time. This is what we wore. We wore short shorts and we wore leg warmers. Don't judge. Yep. Oh, you know what else we wore? I'll tell you what else we wore. We wore thongs. Why? Someone answer me that. Why did we wear thongs and Reeboks with the straps? Okay. So this was my passion. This was my outlet. Do you understand? Because this was where I was currently happy. This is where it gave me the ability to use my gift to simplify and teach. I was really happy. But guess what else it did? It tapped into my purpose. And my purpose has always been to make life easier for people, to help people to believe in themselves. I just want you to believe in yourself. I want you to know that you are whole, that you don't have to lose weight. You don't have to be in shape to be happy. You don't have to be a certain size. You don't have to, You don't have to do anything but love yourself. And this gave me my purpose. I didn't teach like anybody else. The way I taught was very different because I didn't focus on the kinesiology or your heart rate or any of that crap. I focused on your happiness. And I wanted you to know that you were worthwhile. And I wanted you to know that you could do anything you wanted to do and that you had the power to change yourself. And so this was a really good thing for me. And I was really happy. And I was doing these two things at the same time. And one made me miserable and one felt right. This is why. Because I was matching my gift, a passion, and purpose. Soon after that, and how many of you, by the way, that's been an immediate aha moment. Like you've just figured out why you hate your job or why you hated a job in the past or why you're not happy to do something. Then eventually this got big, right? So then eventually what I was doing is I was doing it on a grander scale. I'm like, if I can help my little tiny group of 25 students feel this way, what if I could teach other fitness instructors how to do this themselves? And so my husband and I started our own certification company. And what I was doing then was teaching fitness instructors how to teach. So again, I'm simplifying a really difficult process and I'm teaching. And I started designing fitness apparel to go with it because I wanted people to feel amazing when they worked out. And so we started an apparel company. Right. And then, of course, I'm still doing DVDs. And now instead of just teaching in my classes, I was able to make exercise DVDs or VHSs back in the day. And we were able to create manuals to help people learn how to teach this format. And eventually we got an infomercial. And so all of these things were great because I was teaching. I was teaching fitness instructors. I was teaching people at home how to do the workouts. I was teaching instructors how to connect with other people. And because it might seem like some people are like, oh, aerobic instructors, that's difficult to figure out. It is. It's really hard. If you've never done that, taught to music, live, motivated people, not tripped over your own words, not become self-conscious and lift up other people all at the same time. I mean, it's not easy, but I could simplify it. And that's what I was doing. I was simplifying that. And guess what else I was doing? I was in my purpose. I was helping not just me and my students. Now I was helping other instructors to believe they had this incredible power to change people's lives. That was giving them happiness. And I just want people to be happy. And I want you to feel whole. I want you to know that you are enough. I want you to feel whole. I don't want to teach you how to have 2% body fat. I want to teach you that you are enough and that you should believe in yourself and you can do anything. And this allowed me to do this. But I did too much. I didn't know how to stop. I didn't know how to put on the brakes. I didn't know. I was like, this is all my purpose. So I have to keep going. I have to keep going. I have to work. And I was really, all of this was in alignment, but it was just too much. And I didn't know how to stop that. But I was definitely working in my purpose. And so when I realized like, this is too much, I can't maintain this. This is going to kill me. And this is putting a strain on my marriage. It's putting a strain on my ability to parent. I can't keep going. Now what do I do? Now what do? I do the same thing. I just apply it to a new outlet. Your gifts can be used where you are right now. Your gifts will be used in new places 5 years from now. But always remember this. Your purpose has to be attached. If your purpose isn't attached, you'll burn out. It won't feel right. Something will feel like it's missing. Now, your purpose can get deeper as you go, but today, my gift is to simplify and teach. It is still to help people believe it is possible. Just follow the steps. Believe you can do it. If you can follow the steps, you can do it. I can help you to be happy. And I believe this in the deepest of ways. I want you to know you're whole and you don't have to keep chasing. And you can actually do less and be more. Live more. This is my purpose in life. And I figured this out the hard way by realizing my own challenge in this was always assuming that I wasn't enough unless I was making more money and doing everything for everyone. Then if I didn't do everything for everyone, then I wouldn't be valuable, I wouldn't be important, I wouldn't be loved, I would wither away. I wasn't enough. And because I've done enough therapy and hard work, I now want other people to identify this and know that you can make more if you are still serving your purpose, and your passion can always change. Right now, my passion is online academies, right? So I love teaching people, like you're going back to school, everything that I've learned. I love being your life coach. I love being your mentor. I love taking care of you. And I love doing it in the way that's easiest for both of us. Me, online, helping you, right? This is my passion. This is my current passion. Will it be live video 5-10 years from now? I don't know. But currently, this is my passion. Let me show you a couple other examples of this. Is this resonating with anybody? Okay, so let me tell you a story a little bit. Here's an example. A young girl that I know who's just an amazing vocalist, right? She can sing. Oh, so she's just, she's got this amazing, amazing voice. A voice that you're like, holy cow, that's a once in a lifetime. What must it be like to have a voice like that? What must it be like to be able to sing and have, and bring people to tears and put goosebumps on people's arms? Like, what must that feel like? And that is her gift. And everyone has a gift, but then you have your unique ability. Her unique ability is that when she sings, you feel the emotion. You are going through that moment. It takes you there. And that, my friends, is a unique gift. That is her unique gift. Okay? Now, she's a young girl, so this is something she's just discovered. And her current outlet is Periscope. It's live broadcasting. Now, if you don't know about live broadcasting, you should, because a lot of people are discovering it's a wonderful place to really test the waters and find out, like, is this my gift? And could this be one of my outlets, or a current outlet, a safe outlet, because it disappears in 24 hours? Could this be my outlet? And can I actually test my purpose here? Can I test my purpose here? So she's on, discovered just since she got on Periscope, hey, you know what? I'm having confirmation that this is my gift. Now, she's a young girl, so I don't think she's put this together yet. I doubt it. I think some people, you don't even know your purpose yet, because you might be too close to it. So if you're struggling with that, you might ask a friend of yours, what have I been through that you think I could help other people get through? What is it you're trying to help people? What pain are you trying to help people avoid? What are you trying to help people through that it was really hard for you to get through it? And you want them to know there's an easier way, or a better way, or a way, that there's a way, that there's an answer. You know, so I don't know that she knows this right now, but I think someday she will realize that her beautiful gift, this is my guess, my prediction, it might be years from now, I don't know, but my prediction is that she will someday realize that she is using her voice to help people heal. Music can help people heal. Music can be the confidant that you need. Music can help you process difficult experiences. Music can heal you. I believe she hasn't put this together yet, but when it comes together, it's pretty magical. Some of you who have been to Smart Success and you, or you're a part of our online community, you've watched the videos with Bo Eason, who's gifted at helping people craft their story. Their story, which in many times ends up being how you deliver your purpose. And so Bo Eason was a football player, an NFL football player, who eventually wrote his own one-man play, performed it live on Broadway. And his gift to this day is storytelling. It's the physicality. That is his gift. His current passion at the moment is doing live speaking events. That is his current passion. Could that change? Could he someday do that in online academies? Or could he someday do that on one-on-one coaching? Or could he someday do that on a television show? Sure, because your passion is, it's just the outlet. This stuff can change. But his purpose in life is to help people understand that your story is your power. That's his purpose. He wants people to know, like, if you learn how to tell your story, if you understand how it can help people, that is everything. That's his purpose. That's his mission. What's your mission in life? So if you're struggling with that, and some people struggle with their gift, and that's just because you're humble, ask people around you, what do people go to you for? When someone's going to call you and they need help, or you think to help other people, you're like, oh, I can fix this. What do you fix it with? I fix it by saying, let's sit down with a pen and a piece of paper. Let's make this simple. Let's simplify this for you. What is it that you do for other people? What's your go-to that you're like, well, this is the thing that I can help people with? It's sometimes more than one gift. You can have many gifts, but I think you'll come to realize that they relate. You know, we talked about this yesterday as a staff, and for some people, it's just, I take care of people. I help people feel comforted and safe. We kind of went around the room, and like Jacqueline said, I help people with hearing their own intuition. And that's, my gift is my intuition. My gift is my confidence. My gift is knowing that that's the right thing to do and helping other people with that. And each one of us has a gift. You know, Lauren said, my gift is writing. If I'm going to help someone, it's I'm going to write or I'm going to create something. For me, I want to be in front of the camera. You know, so each of us has a gift. So you just got to think about, like, what's that thing that you help people with? What's your go-to? What are you most comfortable doing that people are like, oh, that was awesome. Thank you. That thing. So it doesn't always have to be a talent. But here's something you have to catch. If you're using your gift and a current outlet and you haven't allowed your purpose to creep into that, you will, my friends, you will do this. You will quickly crash and burn. You will burn out. You'll be like, hey, this is going well for me. This is awesome. I am killing it in my current passion, in this latest, greatest thing. I'm killing it. But then you burn out. You burn out because your purpose was never in there. The reason why you have been through challenging, difficult things isn't in there. You're just using your gift in some new outlet, but it doesn't include your purpose. And when it doesn't include your purpose, it doesn't last. And it leaves you unfulfilled, and it leaves you searching for happiness elsewhere. It leads you to bad habits. It leads you to vices. It leads you to blame other people because you're like, I'm not happy. It must be you. I'm not happy. I must need to go shopping. I'm not happy. I guess I need to drink every night. I'm not happy. I guess I need to change jobs. I'm not happy. I guess this isn't my passion. Well, the problem is you haven't fallen in love with your purpose yet. And, you know, people always say, how do you find your purpose? You don't find your purpose. You step into it. You accept it. You accept this is how I want to help other people. And it's meaningful. And it relates to, and the deeper that becomes, the more powerful your life becomes and the happier you feel. So some of you right now are like, I don't even know what that is. Well, a lot of times it's because you haven't done enough work to even be comfortable with thinking about helping people with that. And you shouldn't yet, because you do have to work through those things. I couldn't help people work less. I couldn't. All I could help people do was work more, because I hadn't done any therapy to figure out why I was that way. I didn't know why I felt that way. And that couldn't become a bigger part of my purpose until I worked through it. I had to figure out, why did I feel that way? What past experiences led me to feel as though I could not stop working? So what's your gift? And your current passion? What's your current passion? And perhaps most importantly, what is your purpose? Can your purpose get bigger? It sure can. Thank you so much for being here.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.